Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So yesterday, I told you about that Limbro Park story, and that is that there's a suburb that wants to get rid of Eskom, and I thought that was actually quite incredible. If we could see more of this, I think it would be amazing. A section of Limbro Park suburb near Sandton in Johannesburg wants to ditch Eskom and get electricity from a private power producer instead. That's according to the Sunday papers. Greenstone Energy has asked the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, NERSA, to supply the area with electricity using gas-powered plant. How realistic is this? Dimakatso Molisani is councillor for Ward 32. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm well, and yourself? And good morning to the listeners as well.
Good morning to you. So this is this realistic? Because this could be potentially fantastic news and really groundbreaking.
It is. I think the process started a while back when a feasibility study was done to determine whether Limbro Park would be a suitable area to move into independent power production, and also looking at the various options that people can look at in terms of bringing competition to Eskom. You would know that load shedding has been with us for some time, and it is affecting a lot of the businesses in throughout the country. So we need to have competition that is going to compete with Eskom, and So we do not have a situation where people are shutting down their businesses because of load shedding and not having enough generators to operate their businesses. So there are various options on the table. You know, there's solar energy, there's hydro energy. But at this stage, looking at the water challenges in the country, hydro energy is something that we can look at. We can look at converting landfill sites into renewable energy, you know, and it also assists in terms of addressing the litter problem. You know, when people know that they can actually convert their litter into energy, then you also start building a cleaner environment around the surroundings you stay.
There are obviously many, many different ways in which we can try and solve this problem. The question, of course, is around the practicality of it and the red tape. How do you think that this is going to play out with regard to getting permission to be able to do this?
Look, if you read the article, you'd have picked up that Eskom is against the move. And if you look at what the Western Cape is trying to achieve as well, going into utilizing wind energy and solar energy, we will fight. We'll continuously fight until we make sure that the suburb is off the Eskom grid and they're able to produce their own power. It's a practical thing that can be done. You know, we looked at various countries that have made this approach, and we engaging with various people who were at the forefront of the electricity generation in other countries, and we're trying to, how do we align what they achieved with our country, especially Limbro Park and Johannesburg as a whole. As you know, the mayor has also said that she's engaging with various companies that deal with power production, and in terms of how they can partner with the city to assist the city to assist various suburbs that are still on the Eskom grid to get off the Eskom grid and make sure that we do not have a continuous power interruption.
Do you think that this will come into effect, as we've said, hoping later this year?
Look, if Eskom agrees, if Eskom gives us the go-ahead, then it would be able, the first phase should be able to be online by the end of July. The relevant stakeholders are already in place. The relevant people that need to start the project are already in place. If only we can get the go-ahead from Eskom. And this will also be a pilot project for the whole city of Joburg in terms of if Limbro Park was able to achieve this, and this is the amount of power they're able and the amount of households they're powering, what more how can we then roll it out throughout the city, especially in areas where they are Eskom powered, because Eskom is a huge problem for a lot of our residents throughout the city.
That's why I'm a bit concerned whether they will try and stop this or not, because it really does set what I think is a fantastic precedent. Because if suburbs can start doing this and solving their own electricity and power supply problems, then they most certainly will do so. And this will become a pilot almost for how this is done.
Yeah. Look, we are going to go through all the avenues if necessary. If we need to start a petition with the community to push Eskom to get off, to allow us to go through the process, if we need to go through the parliamentary hearings, maybe even go as far as making representation to the Public Enterprise Committee in Parliament to say this is what we want, we will do that. We will do the necessary processes, even if we have to partner with City Power and the City of Joburg to actually be on our side to fight Eskom until they approve this. We'll do all the necessary steps that need to be followed. We can't at this stage allow ourselves to be held hostage by a power entity that is not really serving its purpose in the country.
That is absolutely right, and I think we all know that. The problem is that we have been held hostage since, well, we've had the problem since 2008, but we have been held hostage for even longer than that. We really should have been able to solve this problem on our own, and there's no doubt that private industry would have solved the problem had we been allowed to do so. The president certainly making all the right noises and saying that we are able to do so, and we will be able to do so, and they are going to reduce the red tape. I think that this is a fascinating story and a very, very important one for us to be following, because this is really what is going to test if they are sincere about it or not. It does mean that there's more pressure on you in the area to perform.
Absolutely. Once you know we go on to our own independent power production, it also relieves a lot of the pressure from ward councillors. As you know, ward councillors do not deal directly with Eskom. It's a national competency, but we try our level best to assist. So when you have such a production happening in your ward, it becomes easier because you are able to interact directly with the necessary stakeholders when there is a power problem. And it will also become easier because it's localized. You are able to get the necessary information if there's a power issue. And because of something that is pushed by the resident, communication will be easier. The residents will be aware when maybe there's a power outage that has taken place due to maintenance or something. We are able to alert the residents to say, on this day, we will be experiencing 1, 2, 3 because we maintaining our power production and whatsoever. Currently, that's something that we battle with. You know, Eskom is not the most responsive entity in the country, you know, especially towards ward councillors. So it's much better that we actually take up the lead and actually show Joburg what we're able to achieve. And as you know, that the city at some point will be hosting an energy indaba. Part of the energy indaba is also to look at various options that the city of Joburg can adopt to start producing energy and open competition to Eskom, because currently Eskom does not have enough competition. And I think that's why they continuously have held us hostage and are too relaxed to actually complete the necessary projects that they need to complete and maintain the current infrastructure that we have.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely fascinating. And Science says, hi, Howard, government will never give up the grip on Eskom to independent producers. And Jenny's saying that the area had 66 days of no electricity beyond load shedding. Yes, I saw that in the article. Absolutely astounding. How can anybody conduct any form of living with those kinds of issues?
And you know, so what happens in the area is that, as you know, that Limbro Park used to be a farming area. Now it's developing into a residential area, and the infrastructure has been highly neglected for over the years, especially by Eskom. You also even look at the roads; the roads infrastructure have also been neglected. So there's a continuous power trip. You know, they would say it's load shedding. And when the load shedding is over, you would then experience, they would say, no, give it another 30 minutes, the power should be back. That 30 minutes is 7 days. From 7 days, it's 16 days, and it goes on and on. And you're not getting any proper feedback. The only thing that you get is that, no, we've escalated the issue, we'll attend to it. And there's always excuses, blaming of, you know, there's always this blaming of contractors who are on site and busy with the development. Because the other thing as well is that when you look at the UDF, you can't actually pinpoint where the necessary pipes are moving, where the necessary cables are moving. So it's also a bit difficult for contractors to spot where all the necessary infrastructure has been located in Limbro Park. And Eskom, it's a headache for us. And I think that there's a need for Eskom to actually listen to the residents and allow us to go with the process and as a pilot project, and we'll then take it from there and roll it out throughout the city of Joburg.
Well, let's hope that this is a success. You certainly have our backing, and certainly the backing of our listeners. Dimakatsa Molisani, Councillor for Ward 32, talking about Limbro Park suburb, removing Eskom and providing their own power.